This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
By the way, a lot of people are texting in that another name for a spigot they're saying is a hose bid, which oddly enough is what I call a condom.
Hose bid. Thanks, Wes. What? Somebody just texted me that, and I was like, horse bid?
Oh, you're just like, what the hell are they talking
about? I just Googled horse bid. Now, what's that got to do with
what did you
hoses?
Come up with? What sort of...
horses wearing padded bibs.
So it's a thing that actually exists.
These oats are missing.
Oh, yeah, it's like their winter jacket thing. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, this one looks like he's wearing a bra.
today...
Damn, horse.
We toast internet access, Mike. Internet access is something that we absolutely take for granted here in the States, and actually a lot of countries around the world, but not every country has unfettered internet access. And one of those countries, to the surprise of no one, is North Korea. However, about 10,000 North Korean soldiers, they have been loaned out to Russia to help Putin's invasion of Ukraine, okay? And apparently, the soldiers are taking advantage of the internet. Russia has internet. These guys, they've heard about it, never had unfettered access. And what they've been doing... it's watching porn. And I'm going to quote the article. The article says they're watching lots of porn, lots and lots of porn. They're gorging themselves on internet pornography. So apparently these guys, like, they're not exactly useless in action. You know, they'll do what they got to do at the time. But basically, if they're not firing their weapons, these guys are staring at porn.
All right.
Okay, 10,000 guys.
We already have gentlemen's rules, right? If someone is using the bathroom, all right, in the art of war, just hypothetically.
Yeah.
I don't think I could pull the trigger while they're doing that, right?
I think if I've never had internet access, so, if my other 9,999 comrades, I'm going to town.
So I put my scope on this dude, right? But I see he's on the computer, and he's waxing, okay? I'm going to wait for him to finish. I'm just saying, don't bother.
You're going to watch him
don't
the entire
bother,
time,
don't
though?
Don't bother. No, I'll just wait. Whenever he stands up, whenever he's done, I will take... I just let him have his time.
I'd shoot him in the penis.
That's why you got thrown out of our unit.
Okay, all right.
We're taking Mike and I are taking the shot.
Just shoot the guy already.
Okay.
He's
don't
not there
bother
yet.
Bother a man.
He's already
underway.
Headed for Nirvana, man. Just take him out.
Let him have a little bit of happiness before he dies.
He is.
And actually, I'd be curious to see what tab did he click. Nope, didn't see that. All right.
I mean, that's not that crazy considering, too, like, I mean, I don't know. You see movies about war in the, you know, back in the day in the Middle East and stuff. I mean, like, everybody's got porn mags all over the place.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Just keep in mind, if you've never had that experience, it got to
be
mind-blowing.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, these guys.
And you've only lived in North Korea?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, they've never had access
to paint to hot women on warplanes.
Yeah, exactly. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. Just a quick reminder to those of us in the studio. Remember, they want to put cameras in here. So I'm just realizing just a little... little charades that we did just a second ago. Like,
hey, look, it doesn't go out over the air.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. beautiful name. I can tell you're a brilliant man. But with that in mind, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, our latest category, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Miles, what are we doing?
Let's go brand new this time.
Why is it always a cat, never a dog?
I don't know.
It's never a horse, it's never a goat. It's always a cat. Every single time. It's because deep down we don't like cats, we don't care.
Yeah, if anything is going to spill something, it's going to be a dog's tail on your coffee table.
Yeah, right. All right, here's a story, kind of a sad one, but a private contractor in Mississippi, he was killed in a freak accident when he was fatally buried under the load in his own truck. Now, he was trying to fix a dump truck on Monday morning in Jackson, Mississippi, and he had scooted underneath the vehicle to work on the hydraulic line. And as he toiled away, the tailgate of the truck suddenly opened, dumping the contents on top of him. According to the police chief there, quote, "It appeared to be some type of malfunction with his dump truck. My prayers, condolences, thoughts. My heart goes out to his family." He added that the situation was horrific. The deceased man was identified as 41-year-old Daryl Sheriff, and his death has been classified accidental, but they're still doing an investigation because they're saying, man, the hitch just popped open on its own, which, let's face it, in a dump truck, not a good thing. Now, the question is, what poured out of the truck onto this poor guy? Was it hot asphalt, manure, gravel, or trash? So we have asphalt, manure, gravel, or trash. What spilled out of the back of his dump truck and onto him?
Where was this again?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi. What do you guys think? Ted and Paula.
He said he's a private contractor.
He's a private contractor. He has his own truck. The truck had some kind of problem anyway. He scoots under to work on the hydraulic line. The freaking tailgate on his dump truck pops open, and everything in the dump truck goes on top.
All right, Steve, Ted, I'm going to go gravel.
Yeah, just having your own dump truck as a private contractor seems pretty legit.
Yeah, I mean, I think this guy's on a level. Just something went catastrophically wrong.
I'm going to be very specific. Did it say if it was, like, a flatbed truck that had that ability, or it was a dump truck?
I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if it's like, is this a landscaper?
It can't be flatbed if it's got trash, gravel. All those things will be loose and falling out. So it's got to be enclosed with
right. But I'm saying, like, landscapers and stuff have trucks that aren't dump trucks. They look like pickup trucks that still have that ability.
Yes.
Would you take, Miles?
Gravel.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it's manure.
Manure. Okay, Steve, what do you think?
I was thinking the same thing, but just to round it out, I'll go trash.
You'll go trash. Okay. What came out of the back of this truck and killed this guy? Was it hot asphalt, manure, gravel, or trash? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Brand new category I'll profile this. It's called License to Spill. What was the item that was spilled wherever it was spilled is the idea. In this case, it did not have a happy ending as a contractor was killed in a freak accident. When the load that he was carrying was dumped on top of him, somehow the gate just loosened up, opened up, and he was behind the truck.
It was under the truck.
Under the truck. Wherever he was, he got this entire, load.
Yeah.
Basically dumped on top of him, and it killed him. Question is, was it hot asphalt, manure, gravel, or trash?
And Steve, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with our very own Miles Montgomery. You went gravel.
Seemed heavy enough to do it.
It was not gravel. Let's move on to D. Ted Smith with manure.
Manure.
It was not manure, Steve. That leaves you. And you went with trash. After all, it was a dump truck. No, it was not trash. Oh. Hot asphalt. Oh. Hot asphalt. Except to me, of those four, that's probably the worst way to
go. You're basically cooked alive.
Yeah, you're cooked alive, and just the sheer weight of it on top of it.
Damn. Okay.
I just hope it was quick, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, tonight there will be a brand new episode of The Golden Bachelor. Now, we heard what... Golden Bachelorette, sorry. Now, we heard the horror story about the Golden Bachelor, right?
Which was what? They ended up breaking up after a couple of weeks, whatever, because they both lived in different states or something. I don't know.
Correct. They broke up pretty soon after they got together, you know, whatever. They said it was distance. This isn't shocking. There's more to that. Teresa, the woman, she says, quote, "It's not just the location thing. You can't really know someone in 4 weeks.
What?
I'll just say that. That's all I could say. I don't want to say any more than that."
Mm-hmm. That says a lot. I also say nothing.
I think that's her point. Like, I'm not going to say anything else, but you just can't get to know someone. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
I also really like this. She did say also. Also, first of all, saying that, like, I think most of America, like, obviously people like watching these shows.
Sure.
But I don't think anybody
expects it
to
last.
Say anybody. I'm sure there is. But I think most people, we realize what these shows are. And it's like, it'd be a great story if it worked out, but probably not going
to
work.
It's a great story if it works out because no one expects it to work out. And the funny thing about her, like, you can't get to know someone in 4 weeks. I think most people know that. But in her case, I go, you're certainly old enough to know that.
Correct.
You are certainly mm-hmm. old enough to know that you're not going to get to know someone in 4 weeks, particularly when cameras are on you.
Right. And look, I have friends that were like, oh, the day I met that girl, I knew I was going to marry her.
Sure.
Right. And you hear those stories, but...
But there's not cameras on you. Because people, look, put anyone on camera, they're going to act a little different.
Also, he was spending time with other women.
So
during that whole process, right, it wasn't just her one-on-one. I mean, he was sampling, you know, whatever's on the menu. Right. I mean, not that way, but I mean, he's going out with different people.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is the most damning thing. She said before the wedding, her six-year-old grandson told her, quote, "I just thought of this. You had one date and you're getting married?
Six years old. Future of America. Thank God."
In her defense, she added, quote, I went into this looking for love, to fall in love, and I did. So,
okay.
All right.
Okay. For a week, whatever it was.
Right. That's my whole thing. Is that everybody on that show, we're looking for love. I'm on my journey of love. It's like, no, you're not.
You're
going to go make out with a bunch of good-looking people, and then you're going to get a nice ring at the end of it, and then you guys are going to break up. You know, this process works for, like, one couple throughout the history of that entire doggone show.
Can we find out how many couples have actually survived? Like, if you met and got married on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, how many couples?
The over-under's got to be, like, 5, and I would take the under.
I think I've heard of one.
So, is this...
There's one couple that lives out here that I believe is still together.
Okay.
The one that's on tonight, is this the Golden Bachelorette?
Bachelorette.
So they flip them every time. Okay.
As of April 2024, there are 25 couples from the Bachelor franchise who are still together.
Really?
Oh, how many are married?
Ooh, I would assume that they're all married.
Hey, man, if they're still together, good on them.
They'll get engaged.
Yeah, my bad.
Right. So they got to be married. But still, 25 couples over the course of, what is this, 22 years, and they do like 3 different shows a year. You know, they got Bachelor, they got Bachelorette, and they do a couple of those a year. They got, you know, the Bachelor of Paradise and all that.
I think...
It's not too far off from real numbers.
Right, I think everybody has a different version of it, right? I have had friends that got to a certain age where they were like, no, I'm dating a lot, but only because I want to get married and, like, have kids. And these are dudes.
Right.
Like, I want to start a family or I want to get married. And they find somebody, like, it's not my place to say whether that's different than being like, oh, it's my true love or whatever. But they found somebody, they're like, all right, I'm getting married.
Okay.
And they're still, you know, they're together and this and that. So, whenever you hear me talking about love and marriage, keep in mind, I have never been married.
right?
So, like, yeah, I got tons of opinions, but, yeah.
But that's kind of the fun of the show, though, is at the end of it, when they couple up, you can look at them and say, they're not going to make it.
You do that at weddings, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
I mean, don't... Trust me. Every single... There's a percentage of the people that you have invited that are your good friends, and they have a definitive opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a ton of weddings. I mean, there's only been a couple where I was like, ugh, I don't know about this one.
Right.
I try to stay positive.
Right, sure.
Well, yeah, you can't go in there like, you sure do?
This ain't going to work.
You are screwed.
Yeah, anyhow, so that's that. All right, let's see. I got a list here of the 50 best TV shows of the 21st century. Now, I'll give you a little hint. One of the main ones, or there's a couple big ones in here that started right at 99.
Okay.
That crossed over.
All right, still stayed huge.
Yeah.
I'll guess Sopranos. Did Sopranos start that early?
All right, so Sopranos is number 2 on the list, And that is one of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Started in 99, ended in 07. Yeah.
I'm getting old. I'm thinking back to watching the last episode of it, and you're telling me that was, what, 17 years ago?
Correct.
Damn.
I feel like it gets a lot of love. Breaking Bad's got to be up there.
Uh-oh. Breaking Bad. Well, luckily, yes, that's number 16 on the list.
Damn. How about The Wire?
See, I marked all the ones I've actually watched.
Yeah, okay. The Wire's the other one I was
thinking. Yeah, The Wire, I would guess.
The Wire comes in at number 5 from 2002 to 2008.
What was your boobs and dragon show?
Games of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Dragon.
I mean, that's what it is.
That's what
man.
It is.
It was
T&D. I've got the dice.
Game of Thrones did not make the list.
What?
Okay.
Those what about like Big Bang Theory? I feel like that one ran for a good long time.
You are a Big Bang Theory apologist.
Not on there. Man. So let's see. So number 20, they had Peep Show.
All right.
I never watched that. No. Number 19 was Rectify.
Nice.
Number 18, Friday Night Lights.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Was that Vanderbeek?
Can I get one more guess?
That was Vanderbeek.
Oh, he was Dawson's Creek. Who was Friday
Night? But Vanderbeek was in a football movie.
That's probably
was he
why
in Friday?
That
was
they did a movie too, though.
Right.
That was like a MASH thing. Right.
Who was the main freaking guy in Friday? Because when that show was on, I never watched it, but the commercials were on, obviously. All the time, so I kind of recognize the actor. And it,
Taylor Kish?
I guess.
Yeah. The coach. You'd recognize the coach. All right, so Breaking Bad was 16. Now, number 15, I think I'm the only one in here that watched this one, Atlanta.
I didn't watch it.
Didn't watch it.
All right, pretty good show. Let's see, some other ones I've watched. ESPN's, they just say the 30 for 30 documentary series.
Yeah, those are mostly depressing, but they're very good. Very well done.
The 30 for 30s, though, aren't always so bad.
Right.
Because they have some good ones, too. Like, and now they'll do, like, split-offs of 30 for 30. It's like, I watched this whole series just on college football, right? And just how it develops and this and that. Like, as much as I can hate on Notre Dame football, truthfully, without Notre Dame having the guts back in the day to be like, we'll get on a train. We'll go to Southern California.
Right.
You know, like, we'll travel around. We'll be barnstormers. We'll go to the South and play. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you get credit there. And then also, you know, as much as nowadays it's kind of seems like it's the thing for coaches, players, I cut a little more slack, but especially college coaches, to just hate the sports media. It's like, without the sports media, there really was no way to have a national title.
Right.
Right? And
that's
then until,
what drums up interest.
Right. Until cable comes along, there was still, like, all these different rankings and this and that, but cable shows up, and finally, like, these guys on the East Coast could watch these West Coast teams. Because before that, you just had to trust, like, you know, Miles being like, yeah, see? I saw these kids in Southern California.
Right.
I'm going to guess Squid Games is not on the list because that was only one season.
I'm going to say Stranger Things is going to be somewhere on that list, though. Don't have to tell me just yet, but I feel like Stranger Things might be on that
Stranger
list.
Stranger Things did not make the
list. No,
so, like,
didn't.
The Americans made the list. Hmm. The Daily Show is still on the list.
All right.
Okay.
BoJack Horseman.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? All those other shows didn't make it, but BoJack Horseman made it. Look, I enjoyed the first couple seasons of BoJack, but it got so dark that I couldn't do it anymore.
One show. What's one show that had an amazing lineup? It only lasted, I think, for a season and a half or two seasons. It always shows up on these lists. I never watched it. Freaks and Geeks.
Oh,
I've never seen that show.
No, that launched a lot of great comedy careers.
So there's a lot of people I know from Freaks and Geeks.
That was
Rogan.
Right, Seth Rogan, Franco. James Franco. It had
Hill.
Who was Marshall from How I Met Your Mother? It was...
I know you're talking about Jason Spiegel?
Siegel. Yeah,
right.
Jason Siegel.
Is it Jonah Hill in that show?
I don't
believe
so.
Or no, maybe he's not, but he runs with that crew. But basically, like, those guys, they did that show, and then they all started kind of writing more comedy and stuff.
Linda Cardellini.
By the way, Varsity Blues was the football
that's
movie.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Thank you, Texter.
Girls shows up on the list.
Girls.
One I've watched, number 7 on the list. These are the 50 best TV shows of the 21st century. Better Call Saul.
Okay. And that's the follow-up
that
to Breaking Bad.
That ranks higher than Breaking Bad?
Mike, I am with you because I think you gave up on Better Call Saul.
I did.
I watched both of them. Breaking Bad, to me, is a much better show. Better Call Saul is more... Not as much action.
Yeah.
Just more of the backstory and, like, I guess drama?
And there was nothing wrong with Better Call Saul. Let that be, you know, I dropped off because my life got busy and I've kind of dropped off of the appointment watch where I've got to be there every single week for the most part.
Right.
Most of what I've watched. So I've just dropped off and just don't have time for it anymore. It was a fine show. I wouldn't put it above Breaking Bad.
I wouldn't either. Mm-hmm. Reservation Dogs.
Why do I know the name of that?
It was a pretty big show. And a lot of people confuse it with Reservoir Dogs. This is Reservation Dogs. I think it's about natives.
Okay.
Like living on a reservation. And I think they're like kids, like teenagers or something. A lot of people have told me actually to watch that show.
Is it a fictional show or like more documentary?
It's a fictional show probably based in some realism, like what goes on in a reservation. The Wire, like we said, 2002 to 2008. 30 Rock made the list.
Okay.
I need to pick that show up. That's another really good cast.
It took me a second to start liking it, right? My wife kept watching it.
It's
and
Tina
I kept
Faye,
watching
right?
it. Yeah. And by the end of it, I'm like, this show's hilarious. Tracy Morgan at his best.
Yeah.
It is so quick, too.
It is.
Nice.
I mean, you just have to pay attention. They don't stop joking.
Office.
Ooh, good call.
Not on the list.
My God.
Succession.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard good things about it.
Sopranos, we said, was number two. Then number one, they said the best show of the 21st century.
So, Friends was 90s, I think.
Right.
Family Guy showed up.
Is this network or cable? Or streaming?
It was network, but I think it was AMC or FX. One of those.
Okay. Walking Dead.
It's not Yellowstone, is it?
Mad Men.
Oh.
Okay, that was a good show.
I never watched an episode of that.
Not bad, dude. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
I recommend picking that one up.
Yeah, there's a ton of references to it, but I'm with you. I never really watched that one either.
No reason. It just never on my radar for whatever reason.
It's one of those where when you get into it, you give it an episode or two, you kind of fire up an engine that just doesn't quit with it.
Okay.
It's a strong show. It's good.
Have you guys ever heard the theory that in Forrest Gump that Jenny is the villain?
Yes. Mike went through that the other day.
Oh, my bad. Did you already read this one?
But we can do it again.
Why not? You know what?
I've changed my mind.
Set back the clock.
I've changed my mind.
You know what? She does suck.
Well, that would just end so bad, too. She's like, well, she is the villain. But she was molested. Like, all right.
I mean, that was the thing. To me, a villain intentionally is a bad person, right? And in her case, she was that's just my opinion of a villain. Like, I specifically have it out for you or the greater good or whatever. And in her case, like, she was molested by her dad and made bad life choices. Like, you might not be the best person, but I don't necessarily see her as a villain.
Yeah. See, but don't all villains have an origin story that's pretty bad? Pretty
you know, dark, you make a strong point. Yeah.
They're still a villain.
I also see what he's saying, though. Her choices were not, I need to inflict pain.
There's no
to
ill
make
intent.
Up, to make up for the trauma that I went through. It's
I made bad decisions.
I need to have control of my life, and she makes the bad decisions because she's trying to be in control of her own life in that situation. So I see what he's saying. I agree she's the villain.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right, because she's not trying to destroy the world.
No, not at all.
She's just making poor choices. Yeah, but I feel like most good villains start out nice. Like, Harvey, what's his name in Batman?
Oh, Two-Face, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, he was a good politician, and then he got scolded with acid.
Yeah. Darth Vader, same thing.
Yeah.
He was a good kid.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Manipulated, man.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what all villain stories are.
But Jenny didn't go around with a lightsaber and start killing people. I mean, that, you know.
That's a good point,
that's
right?
Yeah.
She just had sex with him. Yeah. Careful.
She got AIDS.
Maybe she'd just like to go out and have sex.
Do some cocaine.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to be nailed down
to
one man. Forrest, sorry. I
want some D and some cocaine.
I'm going to go for it.
Did you talk about Bob Costas?
I did not talk about Bob Costas.
Check it. I was like, take another stack, Mike.
Sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party.
Yeah, Bob Costas, look, to Miles' credit, Miles has been saying for years, like, I like Costas, but like, I'm tired of him, blah, blah, blah. And even he finally was like, I'm going to retire. What do you say? I lost my fastball. Not as good as I used to. It's like, yeah. And like,
I didn't mind his play-by-play calling. I've always thought he's excelled at that. It's just his opinion sometimes. Right. I'm like, everything needs to progress to some degree. And he was such a classic baseball rule follower.
He couldn't go with the times.
That, yeah, you know, as far as a pitch clock or as far as...
But he constantly bitched about it. Like, yeah, I mean, bro, just let us enjoy the game.
Well, he bitched about it. And then sometimes, too, like, you need more modern references, right?
Yes.
You can't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need a history lesson every time I watch the Yankees, right? I could fathom that. Explain to me why Aaron Judge couldn't catch fly ball.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or you know what I mean? Even the kid we hate over Tony Tarasco, at least that's in the 90s. Right?
What I'm saying. He is an encyclopedia of baseball knowledge, but because of that, he's a purist with the sport as far as the rules and everything else go, too.
Right. If somebody said, hey, you want to go talk baseball in a cigar lounge with Bob Costas, I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
Just let him talk.
Yeah. What's up with these batters wearing these plastic hard helmets?
Back in my day, they took it off the knob.
Why does a catcher have a mask on his face? Jesus Christ, Bob.
Because when they didn't, things ended poorly.
Right. Where are the stirrups? I don't know. We talked about the Gold Bachelorette that's on tonight. I'm going to keep talking about it. If you're a crazy college football nerd, you do have Northern Illinois and Western Michigan on ESPN2, and Ohio and Kent State on ESPNU. Late night shows were all off yesterday, but late night shows tonight, I would watch Fallon. Could be interesting. Whoopi Goldberg's on there. Rosie Perez.
Okay. That's why you're watching it.
Yeah. Like, look, the election was last night. I don't think a lot of people are surprised by the outcome. Sure, same way, you know, half people are pumped, half people are pissed. I don't know that he booked Whoopi before he knew Trump won.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Our top story. You may recall a story from earlier this year in which an art piece was thrown away at an art museum thanks to janitorial crews not realizing a few decorated cans were actually art pieces. And I'm here to tell you that something similar has happened. Crew members aboard a super yacht made the mistake of throwing away an art piece without even knowing that it was worth a pretty penny. The piece in question was a replica Brillo box designed after the package of cleaning pads featuring labeling straight out of the 1960s. And if this sounds familiar to you, you may be old enough to remember when a prolific artist by the name of Andy Warhol created these pieces when he sold this one for a hefty price of $3 million.
Damn.
And they just tossed it away because it looked like an old box of trash.
Yeah, it was like it said Brillo pads.
Right.
It was just bigger than an average box because that's what he created. I can't really blame them for that. I would not think, first of all, I would not think that a man who owns a super yacht would have spent $3 million on a piece of art that's just Brillo pads. I understand it's Andy Warhol.
Right.
And even though I kind of like Andy Warhol's work, I would not know that that's an Andy Warhol.
No.
Because it looks like a box of Brillo pads.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good work. In other news, chaos at LaGuardia Airport as someone managed to skip the line at TSA. A video is going viral online and shows the moment that the intruder fell through the access point in the ceiling, which is when everyone saw the raccoon that was now running loose in the airport terminal.
Good time.
You know, if you'd picked Animalize This today, you'd have heard that story.
Ah,
a raccoon.
The animal scrambled about, attempting to find a new hiding place, scaring several passengers along the way. A representative said that the raccoon was eventually caught and taken to the safe release point. Ted, you will never guess what airline terminal this raccoon was in.
It's Jersey, right?
It's not Jersey. LaGuardia, yeah. Oh.
Think about an airline where maybe animals escape mid-flight.
Right. Sometimes this isn't the best airline. Spirit.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Right? As the video's like, going on, I was like, of course it's terminal, not a Spirit Airline. This doesn't happen. The Alaska terminal, the Delta terminal,
Keep in mind, Spirit Airline is an airline where a bat started flying around the cabin mid-flight.
Right.
A bat.
Why is it there? Spirit Airlines. You never know what's going to happen.
I mean, that's kind of their thing.
Right? Would you guys take just a grab bag mystery flight?
A grab bag mystery flight.
Pay $100, you get a seat on this plane. You don't know where you're going. You might land at LaGuardia. You might land in Houston.
And
you
if
might
you're
land
taking
in
quick
Chicago.
Trips or something, like the
for
thing is, though,
bucks,
you just
yes.
you can't even bring. I don't think you can even bring like a backpack with you.
No kidding.
You have to bring like one small. It's like going to a sporting event. Or you got to pay more.
Jeez, Elias Garcia. There's a ton of headlines regarding the election from last night, but there's one that the majority of Floridians can complain about. Legal weed, unfortunately, did not make it through.
What?
Now it was 56% of the vote.
Yep.
They needed 60.
That's exactly right.
Oh, is that how they read?
Yeah, that was that's
which
the bulk
is
of the
funny,
story right there.
Because in Florida, rules mean nothing. I don't know, keep smoking it illegally then. I mean,
it was in Tampa and I was talking with, like, the people of Florida do want legal weed.
Just of course they do.
Not 60% of them.
Yeah, well, guess what? They don't get the tax money from it.
That's right.
Which could go to the infrastructure, could go to seniors, could go to education.
That's a fact.
It's and also wild. I don't know if they still have them, but I mean, Florida is famous for those plain pain clinics where you can just roll up and get prescription drugs.
I was going to say, they're about prescription drugs and cocaine.
There you go.
But the idea of weed, they're like, oh, hey.
Hell no, man.
No.
Ah, Vegas can do it.
That's right. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the Philippines, where a building has broken a world record. It's a local hotel that stands at a staunch 114 feet 7 inches tall and has the distinction of being the largest building shaped like a chicken.
What?
Oh, nice.
They beat them. They beat the other chicken building.
What is their competition on this, man?
The other chicken building.
The other
That's
chicken
a good
building.
20 miles. You did it.
It's a roadside attraction on like it. An old U.S. highway.
Right.
They used to have fried chicken. The chicken still stands. I don't know. Like, where is this other chicken?
Hey, where the hell?
You did it, man. Three more feet higher.
You made it.
All right, good for you.
They recently unveiled the building, which features 15 luxurious rooms. I would stay in a chicken room. I don't care.
I would stay in a chicken room. I would tell them this. The nice thing about them breaking that world record, probably going to keep it forever.
Yeah.
I would love to design the menu. Deviled eggs.
Right.
Hell yeah, dude. They said they built it with the intention of being an attention grabber. Mission accomplished.
Well, that will do it.
On the station for the breakfast.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. It makes more sense, though. It's like in a giant park. The chicken's just part of the park.
But it's still the hotel there.
Yeah. That's the hotel. Yeah.
I'm with Mike. I want to stay inside a chicken.
Damn right. Give me the chicken room. Men's room sports. You got some college football on ESPN2, ESPNU. You got NBA basketball on ESPN, hockey on TNT, and college hoops on FS1, Big Ten, and ESPN Plunge, which features Seattle U at Eastern Washington, if you want to check those out. As far as your weather, things are cooling down to about 40 degrees tonight with mostly clear skies and light and variable winds. That opens up to a partly cloudy day tomorrow on a high of 57. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Big Dummy next time, along with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.